I got this WhatsApp a little earlier, and it reads, John, any news on Test Kitchen? Devastating rumors going around. Sadly, they're not rumors. They are fact. The Test Kitchen is closing as of the 30th of September. They have only just reopened their doors, started serving guests again after the latest lockdown. And Luke Dale Roberts of the Test Kitchen on the line to us now. Hello, Luke. How can you do this to us?
How are you doing, John?
Well, I'm glad I've got a booking for before you close. Let me say that, because good. I suspect it's going to go crazy between now and the 30th of September. Why? Yeah. Why?
Well, a lot of reasons, all at the same time, I would say. It's been 11 years that we've been doing the Test Kitchen, and I feel like we have achieved what I set out to do. And that was really, you know, just experiment with food as much as I could and, you know, just go on a journey myself with my team and all the teams that were there and discover as much as we could about food. And really, I mean, the last 15, 16 months, whatever it is, have been pretty tough everyone. Yeah, there's been a number of things that have happened, and really what I've realized is that in order for the Test Kitchen to work, it needs to be full for lunch and dinner, in the capacity that it is, in the size that it is at the moment. And I did that. I've done that before, and I made a decision about 3 or 4 years ago to close lunches and make it smaller and concentrate on you know, just taking people on a journey. And we did that. And to go back to turning it back into a bit of a factory would feel to me like it would be compromising what we set out to do. And I'm very proud of what we've done. I'm proud of all the people that have come through there, the people that have, you know, graduated, got their stripes and running their own restaurants and running their own kitchens. And it feels like the right thing to do. And then over and above that, there's been, you know, one or two or a number of people that have decided to move on, and do their own thing and travel the world, emigrate, all that. And it feels like the right time to do it, you know?
Okay, and so between now, because it's only only a couple of days that you've been serving again after the lockdown, between now and the 30th of September, what do you do? What do you go back to some of the classics from the early days, or do you go back to what you were, the sort of less fancy meals that you were serving when one was able to serve during lockdown? Do you come up with something fresh?
No, I think we're going to keep pushing the 4-course and 7-course menus, and I'm going to continue to use what's in season and what's delicious and the best possible ingredients I can get my hands on, and for the sake of myself and the team, I'm going to continue to, you know, put new dishes on. We had a couple of new dishes on last night, which was exciting. I was buzzing off of it, you know, it's my duty to myself and to the team to continue with that, you know.
And post the 30th of September, you're still involved with the Potluck Club and that wonderful venture of yours, Fledglings, in part of the space that the Short Market Club used to take up. Do you keep going with those two? Do you take a long break, maybe open another restaurant? What happens to that creativity of yours?
I can't see myself taking a long break, to be honest with you. I probably should, but I'm not very good at long breaks, to be honest with you. So I will be spending some of my time. I mean, over the years, we've mentored a lot of people. We've brought people up from, you know, scullery and trained them, and they're all ready to spread their wings and make their mark in kitchens. I want to do the same at Fledglings. Get involved with with the team there and assist where I can and impart some of my knowledge. And I'm also excited to work closely with Jason. Jason Cosmos of the Potluck Club is an exceptional chef, and he's really got it under his. He's got this, if you know what I mean. But we've been chatting the last couple of days. Actually, a friend of mine, Mel, came up with the idea to do a collaboration with him. So we might do like a series of dinners where he does three dishes, I do three dishes, and you know, because it's
put me down for a table, please. Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to enjoy myself, to be honest with you. And part of the relief, I think, of stepping down from the test kitchen is also the intense scrutiny that you're under, you know, in a restaurant like that. And it sometimes takes away the joy of cooking, you know, that you overanalyze everything, you overthink everything, and you're too hard on yourself. And it sometimes takes away a little bit of the joy. So I'm excited to, you know, get involved with some youngsters and just impart some of the knowledge that I've learned. And we're also looking at a couple of options in Joburg for the not too distant future. Okay.
WhatsApp in from one of your former customers. Extremely grateful to have experienced the beauty and wonders of the test kitchen. All my hats off to LDR. I sat next to Claire Danes, although I had no idea who she was. Apparently our other guests were very excited to see her there, because those big name visitors who came to Cape Town to shoot movies, they all made their way to the test kitchen, didn't they?
They did, and it was an absolute honour to have them all there.
And Do you think it would have been different, Luke, if we hadn't had COVID and if overseas visitors, because I presume during pre-COVID times, particularly during the summer months, a large percentage of your clientele, the people sitting at your tables, would have been from overseas, and that was taken away from you. The pounds, euros, dollars translating into rands was taken away from you. Might it have been different? I mean, it's an academic question, because it did happen.
I could never say if it would have been different or not. I think in life there's always things that get thrown at you that are a catalyst, and I think it's important to listen to that and make decisions based on that.
Well, the very best of luck with your new venues, and I look forward to at least one more meal, preferably more than that, at the Test Kitchen before it closes.